Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Control It or Guardrail It: How to Govern AI Without Falling Behind.
And this one cuts straight to the question every owner is sitting on right now. You've got people using AI tools, maybe officially, maybe not, and you're trying to figure out what the right level of control actually looks like.
Britt's argument is that most businesses reach for the wrong answer first. The natural instinct is to draw up an approved tools list, put everything new through a sign-off process, keep a tight grip on what people can and can't use.
Which sounds responsible.
It sounds responsible. But the article's case is that it quietly leaves you behind. AI moves by the week. New tools, new models, new features arrive faster than any approval process can keep up with. So while you're reviewing last quarter's shortlist, the field has already moved on. The business waiting for sign-off is always a step behind the one that's already trying the new thing.
Grip tighter and you fall further back. That's a sharp way to put it.
And here's the part that catches people out. A locked tool list doesn't actually keep you safe. Brett's example, it doesn't stop a busy staff member pasting a client email into an app on their phone to tidy it up. It gives you the comfort of having decided once and very little of the protection you thought you were buying.
So you're trading real speed for a feeling of safety.
That's exactly the line he uses, a poor trade.
Okay, so what does guardrailing actually look like? Because it can't just be anything goes.
No, far from it. The idea is you put the control where the danger actually is, on the data, not the tools. Brett uses a fast road analogy. You don't make a road safe by dropping the speed limit to a crawl and posting a guard at every junction. You make it safe with clear lines and barriers at the edges so people can move at pace without going over the side.
So the barriers exist, they're just in the right place.
Exactly. And the article is very specific about where the red line sits: customer and staff personal details, financial information, passwords, anything under a confidentiality agreement. None of that goes into a public AI tool. Everything else is room to move.
So the rule isn't about which tool you're allowed to use. It's about what information you put into it.
That's the shift. And alongside that, guardrailing has three practical pieces. You educate your team so they can make good calls themselves. You give them a simple process for trialing something new on low-risk work first. And you back the people who use that process.
That last one matters. If people feel like they'll get in trouble for trying something, they just stop trying. Fewer experiments, fewer small wins.
Which is exactly how Brett frames it. Those small wins compound into real growth, and a locked list quietly kills the curiosity that drives them.
Now, Brett doesn't say control is always wrong, does he? I want to be fair to the nuance here.
No, and that's one of the things that makes this article worth reading. He's honest that for heavily regulated sectors, or businesses handling large volumes of sensitive personal data, or anywhere a single wrong output carries real legal or safety weight, a tighter default earns its place. Sometimes control is the right call.
But you go in knowing what you're paying for it.
Yes. A locked list slows experimenting. People stop trying the tool that might have saved them a day because asking is friction, and friction quietly kills curiosity. You're buying caution, and you pay for it in creativity and pace.
So the mistake isn't choosing control. The mistake is reaching for it by default, out of nervousness, when your situation doesn't actually call for it.
That's the diagnosis in a sentence. And for most growing businesses, Brett's conclusion is clear. Guardrailing wins. You cannot outcontrol a technology that changes this fast. What you can do is teach your people to use it well and let them genuinely augment what they do.
So for someone who's decided guardrailing is the right posture, what does that look like on paper?
Brett's written a one-page policy you can download and adopt this week. 6 short sections: your approach, guardrail not lockdown, the red line on data with real examples spelled out, a process for trialing something new, a human sign-off before anything goes to a customer or supplier, one named owner who reviews it quarterly, and a clear path for reporting if something goes wrong.
Someone could read that over a cup of tea and know exactly where they stand.
That's the idea. You fill in the brackets, name an owner, send it round. Brett says you'll have covered most of your real exposure before lunch.
My one thing to act on this week: download that policy, put your business details in it, name an owner, and get it out to your team. That's how you stop drifting into AI governance and start doing it on purpose.
The full article with the policy download is at anabu.ai. And if you'd like a second pair of eyes on how your team is already using these tools and where the quiet risks sit, Brett offers a free AI audit through the site. No jargon, no pressure. Worth doing before the problems find you.